ஓம் ஸ்ரீ குருப்போ நமஹ. ஹரி ஓம். பத்ரம் கர்ணே விஷ்ணுயாம தேவாஹ, பத்ரம் பஷ்யே மாக்ஷபிர்யஜத்ராஹ, ஸ்திரைரங்க ஏஸ்துஷ்டுவாகும் சஸ்தனூபிஹி விஷேம தேவஹிதம் யதாயுஹ. ஸ்வஸ்தி ந இந்திரோ விருத்தஸ்ரவாஹ, ஸ்வஸ்தி ந பூஷா விஸ்வவேதாஹ, ஸ்வஸ்தி நஸ்தார்க்ஷ்யோ அரிஷ்டநேமிஹி, ஸ்வஸ்தி நோ ப்ருஹஸ்பதிர் ததாது. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்தி. ஸ்ரீ குருப்போ நம. ஹரி ஓம். ஸோ டுடே வி ஆர் கோயிங் டு டேக் அப் அனதர் உபனிஷத் ஃப்ரம் அதர்வண வேதா, நேம்லி தி பிரஷ்னோபனிஷத். வி ஜஸ்ட் கன்க்ளூடட் தி முண்டக உபனிஷத். வி வில் டேக் மாண்டூக்கி உபனிஷத் ஆஃப்டர் வி ஃபினிஷ் பிரஷ்னோபனிஷத். Prashnopanishad also is one of the major Upanishads because Adi Shankaracharya has written commentary on this. Mundaka Upanishad, as we mentioned earlier, is a mantra Upanishad occurring in the earlier part of the Veda. And Prashnopanishad is said to be the Brahmana Upanishad occurring in the later part of the Veda. Therefore, Prashnopanishad expands and explains the teaching of Mundaka Upanishad. Both Mundaka Upanishad and Prashnopanishad are complementary Upanishads. And in Mundaka Upanishad, the entire teaching was given in the form of two vidyas, if you remember, the Paravidya and Aparavidya, of which Aparavidya is mainly for preparing the mind, whereas Paravidya is the actual teaching to gain self-knowledge. And we saw Aparavidya consists of Karma Yoga and Upasana Yoga. Both of them are meant for preparation. Aparavidya is for Jnana Yogyata Praptihi and Paravidya is for Jnana Praptihi. And of these two yogas, Mundaka Upanishad highlighted Karma Yoga part, whereas in Prashnopanishad, the Upasana Yoga part is highlighted. Like Upasanas on Ishvara, Surya Bhagavan, the glory of Surya Devata, for example on Sankranti, Pongal festivals. One can do Parayana of this Upanishad. Lord Surya is visualized as Hiranyagarbha or Ishvara, and the Upanishad is prescribed exactly like the Vishwarupa, the portion of the 11th chapter of the Gita. So this we find in the first part, and later the Upanishad gives, you know, the Brahmavidya. So since it belongs to the Atharvana Veda, the Shanti Mantra is same as in Mundaka Upanishad, Badrankarne Bihi, which we just recited. So we have elaborately seen the meaning of this particular Shanti Mantra during the Mundaka Upanishad lecture. So the first prayer in the Shanti Mantra is for all-round health at the physical level, at the sensory level, at the mental level and intellectual level, to receive, to retain and to assimilate the teaching. So Jnana and Sharira Yogyata, this is the first prayer. And the second prayer is, with all our organs, we should experience only auspicious things. Auspiciousness can be actually interpreted in two ways. We saw this meaning elaborately then, so I am just only giving the gist of that. So number one, for common people, it means noble experiences. And for a spiritual seeker, it means Vedanta or Brahman. Because Brahman is ultimate Mangala. Pavitranam pavitramyo mangalanancha mangalam. So here auspicious words, here Vedanta more and more, and let me see Brahman everywhere. So the second prayer is for experience of auspiciousness. Then thirdly, let the spiritual journey be without any obstacles. So pratibandha nivrittihi. And the prayer concludes with Om Shantihi Shantihi Shantihi, to be free from Adi Daivika, that is the obstacles from natural forces, Adi Daivika Pratibandhas, and then Adi Baudhika Pratibandha from other beings, and Adhyatmika obstacles from myself, to be free from all these Pratibandhas. So that is what was the substance of the Shanti Mantra that we saw elaborately during our Mundaka Upanishad lectures. So people who have not perhaps attended those lectures may please refer to the Mundaka Upanishad recordings. Now let us enter into the Prashna Upanishad proper. Mantra 1. Om Namo Paramatmane Namaha. Harihi Om. Again, also, I don't know what kind of texts you use. I have no particular, you know, recommendation of any text. So that, you know, what I am using, I have already told you earlier, that is, this is Swami Gambhirananda's text. I am using this, and people can use. And I also refer to Adishankara's commentary, so in the Bhashyas. Om Namo Paramatmane Namaha Harihi Om Om Sukeshacha Bharadvajaha ಶೈಭ್ಯಶ್ಚ ಸತ್ಯಕಾಮಃ ಸೌರ್ಯಾಯಣೀ ಚ ಗಾರ್ಗ್ಯಃ ಕೌಶಲ್ಯಶ್ಚ ಆಶ್ವಲಾಯನಃ ಭಾರ್ಗವೋ ವೈದರ್ಭಿಃ ಖಬಂದೀ ಕಾತ್ಯಾಯನಃ ತೇಹೈತೇ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ಪರಾಬ್ರಹ್ಮನಿಷ್ಠಾಃ ಪರಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ಅನ್ವೇಷಮಾಣಾಃ ಏಷಃ ವೈ ತತ್ ಸರ್ವಂ ವಕ್ಷ್ಯತೀತಿ ತೇಹ ಸಮಿತ್ಪಾಣಯಃ ಭಗವಂತಂ ಪಿಪ್ಪಲಾದಂ ಉಪಸನ್ನಾಃ. This is the first mantra, and this is named Prashnopanishad because in this Upanishad, six students, they approach a guru. The guru's name is Pippalada, and each disciple asks a bunch of questions, and the guru answers the questions. Since each chapter is in the form of a prashna, or a question, and prativachanam, the answer, the Upanishad is called Prashnopanishad. It is a, you know, Prativachanam, so Prashna, Prativachana Upanishad or Prashnopanishad. So it is a series of spiritual questions and answers. And the Upanishad has got 6 chapters and totally 67 mantras, almost as big as Mundaka Upanishad. And the Upanishad introduces the Guru and Sishyas in the first mantra that we just read to indicate that always knowledge should be received only from a guru in the form of a dialogue or samvada. Never study the Upanishad by yourself. In Mundaka Bhashyam, Shankaracharya says, Shastra Jnanobi Swatantriyena Brahman Veshanam Nakuriyat. Even if a person knows Sanskrit, Mimamsa, Tarka, he may be a scholar in all of them, he should never attempt to study the Upanishad by himself or herself, because one may misunderstand. Therefore, tad vijnartham sa gurumeva abhigachete samitpanihi. We saw already this particular shloka in Mundaka Upanishad. Here, we find 6 disciples approach a guru with a proper attitude. What is the proper attitude? Shraddha and bhakti, faith and reverence. So this is generally indicated by some physical offering. When you go to see a guru, actually 3 people, you know, when you go to see Rajanam, Daivatam, Gurum, when you go to see either a Raja or go to a, you know, temple, or if you go to see a guru, you cannot go with empty hand. So you have to take some offering to show your reference. In Mundaka Upanishad, we saw Samit Panihi. So they were holding the Samit for oblations and then go to see the guru. Here also, the Sishyas come with a similar attitude. So if you look at the mantra, the first two sentences, that is Om Namo Paramatmane, they are not part of the Upanishad. It is a general Namaskara mantra. So Om Namo Paramatmane Namaha Harihi Om. It is given in some books it's not there. But it is not part of Prashna Upanishad. So now the 6 disciples, they are named, each one has got 2 names. One original name and another based on his parents. Kula and Parampara name, that is how it is called. So Sukeshaha. Sukeshakascha Bharadvajaha. He is one disciple. So Bharadvaja, that name is based on his Gotra. And Sukesha is his name. And Shaibhyascha Satyakamaha. He is the second disciple. Shaibhyaha is family based name. Then Sauryayani Gargyaha. That is the third name. And Kausalyascha Ashwalayanaha. That is the, he is the next disciple, 4th disciple. Then Bhargavo Vaidarbhim, this is the 5th disciple, and Kabanti Katyayanaha. So this is the 6th disciple. So each disciple has 2 names, as we mentioned, one original name and another name based on his parents or the Gotra and all that. All these 6 people, they join and they had come, they have some common traits for each other, all of them together. And what are that? Haite Brahma Paraha. They were all well versed in the Vedas. Here Brahma means Vedas. So they have gone through the initial training of Gurukulam. So they know the content of the Vedas. and that is Veda Purva Bhaga that deals with Sagunam Brahma or Ishvara, and Veda Antabhaga that deals with Nirgunam Brahma. They know all this. So Veda Purva Bhaga deals with the Jiva Ishvara Bedaha, the difference between the Jiva and the Ishvara, and Veda Antabhaga, Vedanta, that deals with Jiva Ishvara Aikyam, the oneness of Jiva and Ishvara. So you start with Dasoham, I am your Dasa, and end with Soham. So Dasoham ending with Soham. So Dasoham, Soham. Without Dasoham, Soham is not possible. And without Soham, Dasoham is incomplete. So that is how Vedanta, how you know it acts. You have to go through the religious practices and purify oneself, Dasoham. And then only one can realize one's real nature. So Dasoham and Soham. So without Dasoham, Soham is not possible. And without Soham, Dasoham will be incomplete. So both are required. So first part is called religious part, Dasoham part. And the second part is the spiritual part, Soham part. So these six disciples, they have already gone through the religious part of life. They have gone through all the things, so they are all eligible people, adhikaris. So Brahma Paraha means Veda Paraha, following the Vedic path of life, being a religious group. So Brahma Nishtaha, Brahma means here Saguna Brahma or Ishvara, Ishvara with attributes. So such Upasakas they are. So Nishta means they have worshipped through Karma Yoga and Upasana Yoga. That means what? They have acquired the four qualifications. What are the four qualifications? Viveka, Vairagya, Samadhi Shatka Sampatti, Mumukshutvam, all those. So Sadhana, Chatushtaya, Sampannaha, Adhikarinaha. So Brahmanishtaha, Saguna Brahmanishtaha. So in Bhagavad Gita language, they were strong devotees of Lord. Without Bhakti, Jnanam is never possible. So they are Ishvara Bhaktas. And now they are interested in the same Ishvara in his higher version. So Param Brahma Anveshamanaha. From that we know Brahmanishtaha, and they wanted to inquire the Param Brahma. Param Brahma here means the Nirgunam Brahma. Anveshamanaha, seeking knowledge of Nirgunam Brahma. They approach the Guru. So if a person is satisfied with Saguna Bhakti, we will never insist upon in Nirguna Brahma on him, because he is satisfied already with that. So Vedanta never wants to sell Advaita. Advaitam should not be marketed. These are all important things we have to, you know, be very clear in understanding. Only when a person knows the limitations of Saguna Bhakti, the basic limitations being that it can never liberate you from samsara, because whenever you appeal to God, Lord will say, I am helpless. Look at your karma list. That is responsible. So naturally, we have to ask Lord how to handle the list. God cannot help you eliminate the list. How to handle it? Then Lord will say, you have to come to Nirguna Brahma Jnanam. Without Jnanam, karma account cannot be wound up. We have got baggages and baggages of karma account, Sanchita Karma, from so many Janmas. So if that has to be wound up, one has to go through Nirguna Brahma Jnanam. And therefore, I should be interested in permanent solution of samsara. Then only Guru will reveal, unless a person is so motivated. That is why previously, they never were teaching Upanishads in public. In our sampradaya, they never taught Upanishads in public, because it is supposed to be given to those who asks for that and who are eligible. But nowadays, people do not know that there is an Upanishad. That is why, you know, many of us, we start to, you know, voluntarily teach all this for our own benefit and also for the benefit of those who may be perhaps, who may gain an interest in that. Therefore, we have to say such a thing here. So, such things exist. Then, if they get interested, then let them study more. Therefore, we are making it available. Otherwise, one has to go in search of a guru. That is what that they said here. Then, look at the last line. Bhagavantam Pippaladam Upasannaha. They approached Bhagavan Pippalada. Pippalada as Lord himself, Bhagavan. He is the Guru. With that attitude, they looked at the Guru as the Lord. How? Again, care of Muntaka Upanishad, we have already seen that. Same word here also is used, Samitpanayaha. There it is, Samitpanayi, Samitpanayaha. With Samit, you know, Samit is an offering to the Guru with reverence. Samit is, for example, this is the fuel used for all the yagas, yajnas. in the Gurukulam, they do lot of yagas. They often conduct homas and all, especially the homa called Avahanti Homa. That is actually described in the Sikshavalli portion of Taittiriya Upanishad. That is the first canto in Taittiriya Upanishad. There Avahanti Homa is described. So they do keep doing, praying for so many things in that homa, which is meant for the Karya Karana Sangata Yogyata, for the fitness of the, you know, the Antakarana Shuddhi, Jnanam for all of them. So this is a great homa, Avahanti Homa, to gain Antakarana Shuddhi, the purity of mind, and you know, so many other things are being prayed. So that we saw in the Taittiriya Upanishad Sikshavalli, and therefore these Sishyas, they take those samits or twigs as fuel for homa. So Samit Panayaha, which represents the offering to the Guru as a symbol of Shraddha and Bhakti. And what was their hope? Yesha Havai Tat Sarvam Pakshati. Hopefully, we get a Guru who knows the answer to our questions. So they have the questions, they want the Guru to give the answers. So with that hope, they approach the Guru. Actually, we find in Chandogya Upanishad, when we see later, some disciples will come to a guru and will ask a question. So if the guru doesn't know the answer, he will say, I also don't know. And he will join them to go to another guru. So Vaishvanara Vidya in Chandogya Upanishad, that is the story. So that is the hope. So Yeshaha Vai Tatsarvam Pakshati Iti. With such a hope, they approach Pippala the Rishi. Now the teaching starts from the next mantra. So this is the introduction portion, how six disciples approached a guru called Pipalada. Mantra 2. Tan hasas rishiru vacham bhuya eva tapasa brahmacharyena shraddayam samvatsaram samvatsyatam yatha kama prashnan prachyatam yadi vijnasyamaha sarvam havo vakshyama iti. So how the teacher responds. So the Upanishad mentions another practice that was in vogue in olden days. When disciples come to Gurukulam for knowledge, the guru wants to see how serious this disciple is. Is it a sincere desire? Is he ready to give up everything for the sake of knowledge? The sincerity is directly proportional to that renunciation. Therefore, they study the depth of sincerity by several methods. One method is they will say, come next week. Actually, I don't know whether some of you had the opportunity to see a documentary, which was recently, maybe a couple of years ago, released on Swami Chinmayananda. When Swami Shivananda asked him to approach Tapovana for gaining knowledge, he walks, I think, about 8 days or so in the Himalayas to reach Tapovanji. And when he goes there, Tapovanji was already in some discussion. He made him wait for a long time there. And when he approached him, he was so rude and asked him a question. Did he bring any recommendation letter, reference letter from Swami Sivananda? He said he didn't. Then he said, go get a letter and come back. He had to again go back all the 8 days. And when he went to Shivananda asked him the question, so did he send you back here? He said yes, and asked you for a reference. He said yes. Go back. He wants to know how sincere you are. Just to go back and then approach him. So he goes back again, walking another 8 days. So that is how the guru wants to test whether the disciple is really sincere in trying to gain that knowledge. So the sincerity is directly proportional to that, I am ready to give up anything for the sake of this knowledge. So they may say, come next week. So if he is very sincere, even if Guru tells him 100 times, he will again come the 101st time also back. Like that, they had several methods. So Pipalada Rishi, he tells them to stay in the ashram. He didn't ask them to go back. He said, yes, be my guest, stay in the ashram for 1 year and follow my instructions and the rules of a brahmacharya ashrama, a Gurukulam student. What are the rules of a Gurukulam student? So follow all those rules. And during this 1 year, he will study their character and see whether they are really fit for this knowledge. So, and at the end of 1 year, if they ask the question, if he doesn't know, there is no guarantee that they may get the answer. Because the guru, if he doesn't know, he will say, I don't know, let us join together and go to another rishi. So 1 year they are spending there. So tan hasa rishihi uvacha. Saha rishihi pipaladaha tan shishyan uvacha. So that rishi told the shishyas. And what did he say? The second line, if you look at the second line. Samvatsaram samvatsyata. May you live in the gurukula for 1 year, one samvatsaram. Vedanta requires a relaxed mind. So don't be in any rush. So what should you do for 1 year? Tapasa brahmacharyena shraddaya. By following austere simple life. Tapasa. And brahmacharyena, observing brahmacharyam, disciplines of a brahmachari, a student in a gurukulam. So brahmacharyena and shraddaya. Shraddaya with reverence, with faith. And samvatsyata, may you remain and then come to me after living for 1 year. And yata kamam prashnan prichata. Whatever you have got in your mind, then ask any question that you want. If I know the answer, I will tell you. That means after 1 year also, it is not sure that they will get the reply. So yadi vijnyasyamaha. If you know the answer, sarvam havo vakshyamaha. We shall teach everything to you, if I know. And Pipalada happens to be a traditional acharya, so he answers all questions, which is Prashnopanishad. So Prashnopanishad is all these answers to various questions asked by these six disciples. And the next mantra is after 1 year. So with this mantra, 1 year has already passed now. So we are now going to the next mantra. After 1 year, the student asked. So after 1 year, what happened? Mantra 3. अथ कबंदी कात्यायन उपेत्य पप्रच्छ भगवन् कुतोह वा इमाः प्रजाः प्रजायन्त इति. सो अथ अथ मीन्स् आफ्टर् वन् इयर् दि फस्ट् डिसैपल् हू कम्स् इन् द लास्ट् आक्चुलि इफ् यु सी द ओरिजिनल् लिस्ट् आफ् दि डिसैपल्स् वि रेड् इन् द फस्ट् श्लोक कात्यायन कबंदी कात्यायन इस् दि लास्ट् वन् अण्ड् ही संहौ मेनेजस् टु गो फस्ट् टु आस् द क्वश्चन् नौ. So Kabandi Katyayanaha Upetya. Upetya means approaching his guru, Pipalada, Papracha. He asked the question. Bhagavan Kutohava Imaha Prajaha Prajayante. First question is about Srishti, creation, especially lower beings. So how all the lower beings are created by Prajapati? Prajapati means Brahma, Brahmaji. In Mundaka Upanishad, the first mantra also what? Brahma Devanam Prathamam Sambhabhuva Vishwasya Kartam Bhuvanasya Gopta Sa Brahma Vidya. So, you know, all that slokas we already read. So, that Brahmaji, the Prajapati, he is talking about here. So, Bhagavan, O Lord, addressing the Guru as Lord, Kuto Hava Imaha Prajaha Prajayante. How do all these lower beings, prajaha are lower beings? Because one of the fundamental questions always is how did the universe come? That question still remains unanswered. Even though it's intriguing, we go through all the Big Bang and all that. Therefore, regarding Srishti, even now, there are several confusions. Here the student asks the question, what is the question? How is the origination of the world, the universe? Iti upetya paprachya. Approaching the Guru, he asked this question. So the entire first chapter is about creation. In 4 stages it is given. And in each stage, some sadhanas are also mentioned. So now we will enter into that topic from the 4th mantra. Because these are all descriptive mantras, I am not spending any more time than just to only describe what is given in the mantras. Tasmai saho vacham. Prajakamo vai prajapatihi satapo tapyatam satapastaptva samitunam upadayate rayim pranam chetyaito me bahudaha prajaha karishyata iti. There are several Sanskrit words are introduced in this shloka. So we will try to, you know, explain as much as possible. It may appear a little complex, but one has to be a little patient and also more attentive. But the message is relatively simple only, even though there are many words are used. Tasmai saha uvacha. To that disciple, tasmai, kabandi katyayanaha, who asked the question, saha uvacha, saha guruhu uvacha. ಸೋ ಗುರುಹು ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಪಿಪಲಾದ ಹೀ ಗೇವ್ ದ ರಿಪ್ಲೈ. ಪ್ರಜಾಪತಿ ಪ್ರಜಾಕಾಮ ಅಭವತ್. ಪ್ರಜಾಪತಿ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಹಿರಣ್ಯ ಗರ್ಭ ಆರ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಾಜಿ, ಹೂ ಹಿಮ್ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ಇಸ್ ಕ್ರಿಯೇಟೆಡ್ ಬೈ ಈಶ್ವರ. ಸೊ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಾಜಿ ಇಸ್ ಕ್ರಿಯೇಟೆಡ್ ಬೈ ಈಶ್ವರ. ಸೊ ಈಶ್ವರ ಕ್ರಿಯೇಟ್ಸ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಾಜಿ ಅಂಡ್ ಟ್ರೈನ್ಸ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಾಜಿ ಟು ಕ್ರಿಯೇಟ್ ದ ರೆಸ್ಟ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ವರ್ಲ್ಡ್. ಸೊ ಈಶ್ವರ ಫಸ್ಟ್ ಕ್ರಿಯೇಟ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಹೀ ಡಸನ್ ಡು ಎನಿಥಿಂಗ್ ಎಲ್ಸ್ ಡೈರೆಕ್ಟ್ಲಿ. ಹೀ ಕ್ರಿಯೇಟ್ಸ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ, ಹೀ ಎಜುಕೇಟ್ಸ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಾಜಿ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಆಸ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಾಜಿ ಟು ಕ್ರಿಯೇಟ್ ದ ರೆಸ್ಟ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಯೂನಿವರ್ಸ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ಈಸ್ ಮೆನ್ಷನ್ಡ್ ಹಿಯರ್. ಪ್ರಜಾಪತಿ ಹೀ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಾಜಿ, ಹೀ ವಾಂಟೆಡ್ ಟು ಕ್ರಿಯೇಟ್ ದಿಸ್ ಯೂನಿವರ್ಸ್. ಸೊ ನ್ಯಾಚುರಲಿ ದ ಕ್ವೆಶ್ಚನ್ ವಿಲ್ ಬಿ ವೈ ಶುಡ್ ಭಗವಾನ್ ಡಿಸೈರ್ ಟು ಕ್ರಿಯೇಟ್ ದ ಯೂನಿವರ್ಸ್? ಹೌ ಕುಡ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಹೀ ಕುಡ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಕೆಪ್ಟ್ ಕ್ವೈಟ್ ರೈಟ್. ಹೀ ಡಸನ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟು ಕ್ರಿಯೇಟ್. ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಡಸನ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಎನಿ ಪರ್ಸನಲ್ ಡಿಸೈರ್. ಯಾಸ್ ಇನ್ ಭಗವದ್ಗೀತ ಆಸ್ ವಿ ಸಾ ಹೀ ಈಸ್ ಆಪ್ತಕಾಮ ಆತ್ಮತೃಪ್ತ ನಿತ್ಯ ತೃಪ್ತ. ಹೀ ಡಸನ್ ರಿಕ್ವೈರ್ ಕ್ರಿಯೇಷನ್ ಅಟ್ ಆಲ್, ಏದರ್ ಫಾರ್ ಹೀಸ್ ಪೀಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಮೈಂಡ್ ಆರ್ ಸೆಕ್ಯೂರಿಟಿ ಆರ್ ಹೀಸ್ ಹ್ಯಾಪಿನೆಸ್. ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಡಸನ್ ನೀಡ್ ಟು ಕ್ರಿಯೇಟ್. ದನ್ ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದ ಪರ್ಪಸ್? ಟು ಎಕ್ಸಾಸ್ಟ್ ದ ಪುಣ್ಯ ಪಾಪ ಕರ್ಮಾಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಆಲ್ ಜೀವಾಸ್ ಬೈ ಗೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಥ್ರೂ ಸುಖಂ ಅಂಡ್ ದುಃಖಂ, ದ ಪ್ಲೆಷರ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಪೇಯ್ನ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪೀರಿಯನ್ಸಸ್ ವಿಚ್ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಕಮ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಇಫ್ ದರ್ ಈಸ್ ಕ್ರಿಯೇಷನ್. ಅಂಡ್ ಹೌ ಡಿಡ್ ದ ಜೀವಾಸ್ ಗೆಟ್ ಆಲ್ ಪುಣ್ಯ ಪಾಪಾಸ್? ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಪ್ರೀವಿಯಸ್ ಸೃಷ್ಟಿ. ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ವೆನ್ ಎವರ್ ವಿ ಟಾಕ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ಕ್ರಿಯೇಷನ್, ವಿ ಶುಡ್ ರಿಮೆಂಬರ್ ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ದಿ ಕರೆಂಟ್ ಸೃಷ್ಟಿ, ಕರೆಂಟ್ ಕ್ರಿಯೇಷನ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ. ಅಂಡ್ ಎವ್ರಿ ಕರೆಂಟ್ ಸೃಷ್ಟಿ ಕ್ರಿಯೇಷನ್ ಈಸ್ ಪ್ರಿಸೀಡೆಡ್ ಬೈ ಎ ಪ್ರೀವಿಯಸ್ ಸೃಷ್ಟಿ. ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಹೌ ವಿ ಶುಡ್ ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡ್. ಅಂಡ್ ಇಟ್ ಗೋಸ್ ಆನ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಆನ್. ವಿ ನೆವರ್ ಬಿಲೀವ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಫಸ್ಟ್ ಕ್ರಿಯೇಷನ್ ಅಟ್ ಆಲ್. ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಸೈಕ್ಲಿಕ್ ವಿಥೌಟ್ ಬಿಗಿನಿಂಗ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಎಂಡ್. ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ವೈ ಅವರ್ ಥಿಂಕಿಂಗ್ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಟು ಚೇಂಜ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಲೀನಿಯರ್ ಥಿಂಕಿಂಗ್ ಟು ಎ ಸೈಕ್ಲಿಕ್ ಥಿಂಕಿಂಗ್. ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಅ ಸೈಕಲ್, ಕೀಪ್ಸ್ ಆನ್ ಗೋಯಿಂಗ್. ದಿಸ್ ಈಸ್ ಒನ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಯುನೀಕ್ ಟೀಚಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ವೇದಾಸ್. ವಿ ಡೋಂಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಅ ಲೀನಿಯರ್ ಅಪ್ರೋಚ್. ಎವ್ರಿಥಿಂಗ್ ಈಸ್ ಸೈಕ್ಲಿಕ್. ಅಂಡ್ ದೇರ್ ಫೋರ್ ಆಸ್ ಲಾಂಗ್ ಆಸ್ ಐ ಲುಕ್ ಫಾರ್ ಅ ಬಿಗಿನಿಂಗ್ ಫಾರ್ ದ ಕ್ರಿಯೇಷನ್, ಬಿಗಿನಿಂಗ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಜೀವ ಆರ್ ಆಫ್ ಎನಿಥಿಂಗ್, ಐ ವಿಲ್ ನೆವರ್ ಬಿ ಏಬಲ್ ಟು ಫೈಂಡ್ ಅನ್ ಆನ್ಸರ್ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ದೇರ್ ಇಸ್ ನೋ ಆರಿಜಿನೇಷನ್. ವಿ ವಿಲ್ ಸಿ ಇನ್ ಮಾಂಡುಕಿ ಉಪನಿಷತ್ ದ ವೇರಿಯಸ್, ವಿ ಆರ್ ಗೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಟು ಸಿ ನೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ ದ ವೇರಿಯಸ್ ಫೀಚರ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಮಿಥ್ಯಾ. ವರ್ಲ್ಡ್ ಡಸನ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಎಕ್ಸಿಸ್ಟೆನ್ಸ್, ಡಸನ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಆರಿಜಿನೇಷನ್, ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ನೋ ಅಪಿಯರೆನ್ಸ್ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ವರ್ಲ್ಡ್ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಅಪಿಯರೆನ್ಸ್ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಮಾಯಾ ಆರ್ ಅವಿದ್ಯಾ. Therefore, never talk about first creation. This creation is to fulfill the karma of the previous creation. That is the desire of Prajapati Brahmaji. Therefore, Prajakamaha, the Lord wanted to bring jivas in the world to exhaust their punyam and papam, and saha tapaha atapyata. He performed tapas, which is in the form of meditation. Or here meditation means visualization. The Lord visualized. And why should he visualize? Visualization is required because creation cannot be random. Random creation is talked about by modern science. In science we talk about everything probability and all chance. In Vedanta there is no probability and chance. We don't accept random creation. Nothing random according to Vedanta. The creation is according to the law of karma. So the 14 lokas, they are all created. They are planned for punya papa and mishra, mixture of punya and papa. So punya lokas, papa lokas, predominantly papa and mishra. We are all human beings, we are all mishras. So we are mixture of punya and papa. We all come under that mishra group. Therefore higher lokas, lower lokas. Similarly bodies also, they are not a random body. Everybody gets a body according to the law of karma. Therefore, if there are some deficiencies in the body, one child, you know, is born with some congenital defect, all those things, it is because of our karma. Some of them can be changed, many of them cannot be changed. And therefore, saha tapaha atapyata. The Lord visualized, saha atapyata, he visualized based on the law of karma. And saha tapaha taptva, after doing the tapas, after doing the visualization meditation, after the visualization, for every mantra we can compare actually Prashnoparishad with Mundakoparishad. In Mundakoparishad we have seen these similar mantras. Yaha sarvajna sarvavite yasya jnanamayam tapaha tasmade tad brahma rupamantam natyaptacha jayate yas tapasachi yate brahma tatonnam abhijayate. All these mantras we have seen in Mundakoparishad. Just we have to only recapitulate them. That tapas, that word occurs in Mundaka also. So coming here also parallelly, the same word is used. Tapaha taptva saha mithunam utpadayate. He created, mithunam means a pair. He created a pair required to run the universe. The complementary pair is given a technical name here with different meanings. That's all important. It's a loaded pair in terms of its meaning. So loaded word, we will explain that. So just note the name of the pair right now. Mithunam utpadayate. Mithunam means pair. Pair means two. So what are those? Rayim cha, pranam cha. Prana and rayihi. These are the two. Both are very prana. What is prana? What is rayi? We are going to see in detail. Loaded words. Yetau me bahuda praja karishyati. So this pair will help to create the entire universe. So now we have to study what is prana and what is rayi, and how they get expanded. So these two names, remember, these two pair, prana and rayi, and how they get expanded, we have to see them. So srishti, creation, is presented in Prasna Upanishad. That is very unique presentation. It is not seen in other Upanishads. Highly academic also. Several Sanskrit words, trying to, you know, tying up many ideas together in various places. So even if you don't remember the words, we have to, you know, at least try to simplify the concepts. So srishti is presented, as I mentioned earlier, in four stages. So number one is the mithuna srishti. Mithuna srishti is the pair of the rayi and prana. And that is number one. And then kala srishti, time principle. And then anna srishti, the food principle. And praja or jiva srishti. So these are the four ones. So mithuna, kala, anna and praja. The pair, time, food and living beings. Okay. So prana and rayi themselves are unique words. Prana we have heard actually, at least this word is known to us. But rayi is new to us. And they have three different meanings for each words. So many Sanskrit words and concepts for each one of them. So the first meaning is at the macro level. Prana refers to the invisible sukshma prapancha, the subtle universe, the invisible subtle universe, understand. The gross universe only is visible, subtle universe is not. So amurta prapancha, it is subtle, it is invisible. Murta means visible, amurta means invisible. So by invisible world, we mean what? Our minds, our prana, our sukshma shariram, our karana shariram, they all come under invisible. And rayi refers to the murta prapancha, the visible, tangible universe. So prana refers to the subtle universe, invisible, and rayi refers to the murta prapancha, the visible or the tangible universe, like matter. But energy is amurta. Energy you cannot see. It is amurta, but matter is seen. So murtam and amurtam is one meaning of prana and rayi. Okay, at the macro level. And at the micro level, it refers to bhokta and bhojyam. So now we have got too many things now already. So murtam, amurtam and bhokta, bhojyam. Namely the consumer of food, bhokta, and the consumed food, bhojyam. So prana is bhokta and rayi is bhojyam. Consumer, consumed. And why do we say so? Because prana is internal energy. It goes hungry. We give food to the prana, apana, physiological systems. So prana, the consumer, belongs to sukshma shariram. Therefore, it is amurta. At individual level, is sukshma shariram equal to prana consumed? Amurta at the individual level, it is the sukshma shariram. So a part of sukshma shariram is pranaha. And therefore, bhokta is called pranaha. And the consumed food is what? Murtam. That is tangible. That is seen. All kinds of solids, liquids, whatever food we take. Therefore, bhokta is pranaha and bhojyam is rayi. That is at the micro level. So amurta and murta at macro level and bhokta and bhojyam at micro level. I hope you are with me. Then the third at symbolic level. So we have got the macro level, micro level, and at symbolic level. Symbolic level is what? The prana is represented by Surya Devata. Sun represented prana shakti. And the moon represents rayi. For that also, the commentators give logic. Why prana is Surya Devata and rayi is sun? The digestive power, the prana shakti, is given by Surya Bhagavan. It is said Vaishwanara Agni. You may be familiar with that. It's health also comes from Surya. So Surya Arogyam Bhaskaradi Chet. If you want Arogyam, health, you have to go to Surya Devata. That is why all the Surya Namaskara and all are done. And all the nourishment in the food is supposed to be drawn from Chandra Devata, the lunar power. So according to farmers, moonlight is very important for grain, plants and all that. And so moon represents what? Bhojya or the Anna, Raihi. So how many words we have seen now? Prana has got three meanings. Amurta Prapancha at macro level. And consumer Bhokta at micro level. And Surya at the symbolic level. And what are the three meanings of Raihi now? Murta Prapancha at the macro level, the tangible universe, the one you can see. And consumed food at the micro level. And Chandra at the symbolic level. So this Raihi and Prana, they were born out of Prajapati. We are now talking creation. So Prajapati created this pair, this Prana and Raihi, and three meanings for each we have just seen. And we have some more concepts. So the first chapter is like this. And from second chapter, it's not that complex. First chapter only, we are going to have a lot of these concepts. Second chapter is not as complex. So Raincha, Pranancha, Iti, Yetau, Me Bahuda, Praja, Karishyati. Through this, the Lord wanted to create the entire universe. Bahuda Praja Karishyati. Entire universe of beings he wanted to create. Then Shloka 5. Adityo Havai Pranaha Rayireva Chandramam Rayirva Yetat Sarvam Yen Murtam Cha Murtam Cha Tasman Murtireva Rayihi. So these different meanings are given now in this mantra. Adityo Havai Pranaha. Pranaha is symbolically represented by Aditya, Surya Devata. And Rai Eva Chandrama is moon. So Rai is symbolically represented by moon god at the macro level. What are they? Yetat Sarvam Yen Murtam Cha Murtam Cha. Yen Murtam, Yen Murtam Cha Amurtam Cha. So entire universe is a mixture of the visible and invisible at micro level also. When you are sitting, for example, in the class, you are a mixture of both the visible and the invisible, right? I am able to see you, let us say, your visible part, but I cannot see your invisible mind. That is Amurtam. Murtam and Amurtam. And out of this pair, the visible part, the Murtam, is called Raihi. The invisible part, Amurtam, is called Pranaha. And then the Upanishad uses a note that even though we are calling Murtam as Rai and Amurtam as Prana, these words are only for communication. Because Murtam and Amurtam are same material only. One Karana Prapancha alone. Now we are coming to Vedanta from description. One Karana Prapancha alone, one causal universe alone is divided in the form of Murtam and Amurtam. One Karya Prapancha alone. So one is gross, another is subtle. Therefore both are essentially the same only. Therefore we can say everything is Pranaha. Everything is Rai also because both are same. But for the sake of classification, the grosser one is called Murtam and the subtle one is called Amurtam. Essentially, both are same, like matter and energy. So, Murtam and Amurtam. Murtam is matter, Amurtam is energy. And Rai and Prana are both one and the same. So, classification is only for convenience. And having talked about the symbolic representation, the Upanishad talks about the glory of Surya Devata, which represents Prana. So, how Surya is important for living beings. So we take Surya as Pratyaksha Ishvara, visible God. That is why in our culture, we get up either during or before sunrise. Because when the Lord is coming, Surya Devata, to bless us, we cannot lie down and snore away. Actually, when I used to be a young boy, if I sleep, you know, in the morning, my father will come and say, get up now, otherwise Surya Devata will come and put all the baggages of all the sins on you. Papa Mutai potuttu poidum. He used to say, he will throw all this, you know, the Papa Mutai on you and go. So he used to wake me up. So we are supposed to be up when Surya Devata rises, finish bath and we pray. Suryam Sundara Lokanatham Amritam Vedanta Saram Shivam Vishnuhu Shiva Swarupa Hridayam Vande Sada Bhaskaram. So when Surya Devata comes in the morning, we should be ready to welcome him and worship him. Oh Lord, you are the combination of Vishnu, Brahma and Shiva. You are the embodiment of Prana Shakti. Through your rays, you are giving us life itself. And therefore, Surya, we worship. As Samashti Prana or Samashti Hiranyagarbha or Ishvara himself. That is why we said, Prashna Upanishad is a Surya Bhagavan Upanishad. Glory of Surya Devata is given here so much. Mantra 6. Atāditya udayan yat prachim disham pravishati tena prachyan pranan rasmishu sannidhate yad dakshinam yad pratichim yad udichim sadadaha yadurdvam yadantaradisho yat sarvam prakashayati tena sarvan pranan rasmishu sannidhate. One of our most famous prayers is Aditya Hridayam, which occurs in Ramayana. Rama, even though he is an avatara, he did not have sufficient power to kill Ravana. And when he was at a loss, he prays to Agastya Rishi, who taught him Aditya Hridayam. Agastya taught him Aditya Hridayam. There Surya Bhagavan is glorified as both Nirgunam Brahma and Saguna Ishvara. Therefore, we look upon Surya as a Devata, Samashti Ishvara, and also as Nirgunam Brahma. So Aditya Hridayam gave Rama the power to destroy Ravana. And therefore, if Rama avatara himself has gathered energy from that, we can also gather the energy to confront so many Ravanas. Every morning the best prayer is Aditya Hridayam. So many Ravanas come from where? From within us, all these internal enemies. So Prashna Upanishad and Aruna Prashna in Taittiriya Aranyaka portion of Yajurveda, they give the glory of sun god. Now if you look at the mantra, Atha Aditya Udayan, in the early morning, when sun rises in the horizon, and Prachim Disham Pravishati, the rays reach eastern direction, and what do they do? Prachim Disham Pravishati, what do? They embrace and envelop all the living beings who are up and about to welcome the rays of the sun. And when the solar rays reach the person, all the living beings are called prani, because they already have pranamaya kosha. Pranamaya kosha, all these terms and all, I am just using them because we have already gone through in detail in Taittiriya Upanishad. Please refer back to any of those lectures and also Tattvabodha often, so that many of these Vedantic terms will be familiar with you when I use them. I cannot be explaining them each time because then it will take more time. So I assume that people will be reading the Tattvabodha and all off and on. So it envelops pranamaya kosha and nourishes the prana shakti. And that is what is said here. So prachyan, pranan. Pranan here refers to all the pranis with who all have pranamaya kosha. So rashmishu sannidatte, it takes in its rays, it embraces, envelops in its rays all these people, all these beings. Then it nourishes prana shakti. Our entire health depends on the prana shakti only. And not only in the eastern direction, yadu dakshinam, in the southern direction, whatever pranis are there, they are also. So pratichim, in the western direction, udichim, northern direction, adaha, downward, below, down under, because of the sky, down under. So all portions, the solar energy envelops. And through that, sarvam prakashayati, not only has it illumined by giving the light, but it also energizes them by giving the prana shakti. Sarvan pranan rasmishu sannidatte. So this Surya Bhagavan represents the prana shakti, which is the pair created by Prajapati. So prana and rayi, so Surya Bhagavan represents prana. Mantra 7. Sa esha vaishvanaro vishvarupaha pranognirudayate tadedat ruchabhyuktam. Saha eshaha udayate. Saha pranaha agnihi, which is the samashti pranaha, prana shakti, Hiranyagarbha, and agni, the Surya Bhagavan alone, in the form of agni, on yath. And the digestive agni in our stomach. So Surya Bhagavan only represented by the agni on earth, fire principle, and the digestive agni in our stomach also. So one agni tattvam alone divides into threefold. So one is above us, Suryaha, down on the earth, which we cook the food. And the third one is which is in our stomach. Aham Vaishwanaro Bhutvam Praninam Deham Ashritaha. The digestive power which does the second cooking. So first cooking is to make vegetables and grains consumable at the tongue level by cooking the food. But that is not absorbable in the body. For that we require another cooking in the body that is done by the digestive fire, the samana pranaha. Then the food is divided into carbohydrates, proteins, fats, salts, minerals, vitamins. All are sorted out and consumed and assimilated. So all the nutrients, they are all produced. And blood is the courier service. Blood carries all the nutrients and gives whatever is required for the nail, for the hair, for the teeth, for the muscle, for all of them. So all other internal cooking is by that Agni alone. So Surya is called Agni. So Prana Agni, who is Vaishwanara Agni, who is called the Virat Ishwaraha, which is Chetana Rupaha and Achetana also. So Vaishwanara, Samashti Jivaha, Vishwarupaha. So Samashti Jagat. So Chetana Achetana Rupaha Udayate is rising in the morning. Therefore, never take the sun god for granted. Tadedat Rucha Abhyuktam. This glory of Surya Bhagavan is highlighted in the following Rigveda mantra. So Rig mantra is quoted in where? In Prashnopanishad belonging to which Veda? Atharvana Veda. So Atharvana Veda is quoting a Rigveda mantra in the Prashnopanishad. We will read that mantra. Sloka number 8. Vishwarupam harinam jata vedasam parayanam jyotirekam tapantam Sahasrarashmi satadha vartamanaha prana prajanam udayatyesha suryaha. Vishwarupam means Lord Surya, who represents the Vishwarupa Ishwaraha. Harinim means who has got rays. Hari means Rashmihi. Harinim means Rashmimantam. Adityahridayam, actually, if you remember Adityahridayam, Rashmimantam, Samudyantam, Devasura Namaskritam, Pujayasva Vasvantam, Bhaskaram, Bhuvaneshwaram. So Aditya Hridayam is like a Vedantic text. Surya is seen as Nirgunam Brahma, which is Avastatraya Sakshi, the witness. So Yesha Supteshu Jagarti Bhuteshu Parinishthitaha. This is also in the Aditya Hridayam mantra. So Avastatraya Sakshi Brahman is also none other than Surya, the witness of all the three stages of consciousness. Jagrat Avastha, Swapna Avastha, Sushupti Avastha, Avastatraya Sakshi. Thus Vishwarupa Harinim Rashmimantam. With rays spreading all over Rashmimantam, the rays are compared to what? The hands, Sahasra Karaha, thousands of hands. Why? Surya Bhagavan has got so many hands. He has so much love. He wants to embrace everybody and give them energy. By embracing them, he gives them energy. So according to actually medical sciences also, mother's hug and kiss contributes to the growth of the baby. So every ray of the sun god is like the hand. He embraces and nourishes us. Therefore, Harinim Jadavedasam, the omniscient one, Sarvajnam. Note, actually Surya Devata, the material part, but representing Ishwaraha, Surya Narayanaha. So Ekam Jyotihi, it's not Surya, the material part we are talking. Not the, you know, Surya, the fireball with so much of fusion reaction going on of all gases. We are not talking about that material part. We are representing the Surya Narayana, the Ishwaraha, behind it. So Ekam Jyotihi Tapantam. It is one single light, Ekam Jyotihi, which illumines tapantam, the entire earth. One ekam sathe, it illumines and heats up tapantam. Not only light is required, heat is also important. In Bhagavad Gita, because of solar heat alone, the oceanic salt water is going up and it forms clouds. So heat is so important. So Bhagavan, through Surya, heats up the whole ocean. And tons of water in the form of clouds are formed. And they have to be transported. So the wind power, if you really look at the rain factory, it's a great wonder. So tons of water are evaporated and the clouds are formed. And they are transported by the wind power. It takes the cloud and it condenses. So salty water from the ocean is converted into potable water. If it is polluted, that is our mistake. It's not nature's mistake. So not Surya's mistake. Tapantam. Tapantam means the scorching sun. Sahasrarashmihi means endowed with millions of rays. Sataha Vartamana. Shatadaha Vartamana means in hundreds. Hundred different ways. Remaining in different manner. Prajanam Pranaha. That is the most important word. Sun God is the Prana Shakti for every living being. Prajanam refers to every living beings. It is the very life energy. Sun God is the very life-giving principle. Every living being, for every one of them. So, Udayati Yesha Suryaha. So, the sun is rising. May you all see the sunrise. Mantra 9. Samvatsaro vai prajapatihi tasyayane dakshinam chottarancha tadyeha vai tadishta purte kritamityupasate te chandramasameva lokamabijayante tayeva punaravartante tasmade tarishayaha prajakama dakshinam pratipadyante yeshaha vai rayirya pitriyanaha. Some more details. So, lot of academic informations are given here. One of the three meanings of Rayi and Prana that we saw earlier. We will retain two now. Rayi means Chandra and Prana is Surya. So, both we have to retain. Let us assume this pair. The first pair is Surya Chandra Srishti. Considered to be very important because consumer requires the blessings of Surya and food. That requires the blessings of Chandra. So, as said in the Bhagavad Gita, Gama vischacha bhutani darayamahamojasam pushnami chaushadi sarvaham somo bhutvam rasatmakaha. 15th chapter. So Krishna says in the form of the rays of the moon alone. So rasatmakaha, somaha. Rasaha means all the nutrition. So in the moon and moonlight, all the nutrients are present. And I distribute those nutrients to what? To oshadis, pushnami, pushnadi, oshadi, all the plant kingdom. That alone becomes food for us. Therefore, moon is required to bless the bhogyam. So, Surya is required to bless the bhokta. Therefore, they are very, very important, both of them. Hereafter, we will study this pair from another angle. So, these two, again, are the principles responsible for the manifestation of two types of kala tattvam, time principle. Our day is based on what? Sun alone. Sunrise and sunset, that alone determines a day. And days put together becomes what? Week, month, year and all that. Therefore, Surya is Kala Janakaha, the generator of time. So, Surya is very important. Okay, what about moon? Moon is also Kala Janakaha from another angle. The waxing and waning of the moon is responsible for what? For all the tithis. Prathama, Dvitiya, Tritiya, Chaturthi. Today is actually Purnami has come already. So, Ramanavami is based on moon. In moon alone, we have got tithi. So, in Sanskrit, it is called the tithi. And Shukla Paksha, Krishna Paksha, they are based on the moon. So, both Surya and Chandra, they are Kala Hetavaha. They cause the time. Therefore, through them, Lord created the Kala Tattvam. The time principle. In Prashnopanishad, three types of columns are talked about. One is Samvatsara. Samvatsara means year. So, Samvatsara Rupa Kalaha. Next is Masa Rupa Kalaha, the month. And third one is Divasa Rupa Kalaha, the day. And each one is divided into two also. How? One Samvatsara, year, is divided into Uttarayana and Dakshinayana. That is why Hindu culture becomes very complex. The Ayanam is a very unique concept of ours. Hindus are aware of the shifting from one Ayanam to another. They do special Tarpanam and all. So, for when the Ayanam happens, you know, they Dakshinayana Punyakalam, Uttarayana Punyakalam, they do Tarpanas and so many rituals. The idea is never take the nature for granted. Nature is the expression of Bhagavan. Appreciate every part of, every aspect of nature. It is not a scientific, materialistic appreciation, but it is a reverential appreciation. Uttarayanam starts from Sankranti, Pongal, for 6 months, which is the northern movement of Suryaha. Even when the sun rises and sun sets, the sun moves in the towards north. And after reaching up to a particular level, again it retreats. The Ayanam means travel. And Dakshinayanam is the southern travel, as the northern travel, southern travel. And through these two, the Upanishad talks about some spiritual sadhanas also. So this is one division of Samantara. So Dakshinayanam and Uttarayanam is one division of Samvatsara. And what about Masa, month? That is also divided into two. Shukla Paksha, the bright fortnight, and the Krishna Paksha, the dark fortnight, because of the waxing and waning of the moon. And based on the Pakshas, some sadhanas are talked about. And the last one is Divasa. Divasa means is the day is divided into two, day and night. So based on instructions given, all these three will come under Kala Srishti. So Samvatsara, Masa, Divasa. So Samvatsara, Masa, Divasa, Rupa, Kala Srishti. So Ayanadvayam, Pakshadvayam and Ahoratra. Ahoratra means day and night. And with respect to this, with respect to that, some sadhanas are also talked about. So this much is for is the Srishti, creation. Then the Upanishad gives two types of sadhanas called Aparavidya or Karma of Mundaka Upanishad. If you remember the Mundaka Upanishad, Karma refers to rituals, puja, homas, all that. And the second one is called Upasana, meditation. And according to scriptures, both can be practiced in twofold ways, either Nishkamataya, where I don't use them for any worldly benefit, or Sakamataya, where for worldly benefits. When I don't use them for worldly benefit, I use them for spiritual benefit. That means I become a sadhana chatushtaya sampannaha. I have got internal refinement. So for getting chitta shuddhi and all that. So for getting a competent guru, an opportunity for doing sravanam, mananam, nididhyasanam, all those things are enabled. So if a person practices karma, like for example the Pancha Mahayajnas, then he will get lot of punyam. What punyam? Material punyam. Through that he can enjoy a good life. And not only that, after death he can also go to Swargaloka or Chandraloka. Swargaloka is also Chandraloka through a special path called Krishna Gati. We have seen this also earlier. And if a person performs karma and upasana, both, instead of just karma, karma and upasana, meditation also, then naturally he gets a greater punyam, and for that greater sense pleasures while living, and after death he will go to still higher heavens called Brahma Loka or Surya Loka. So instead of Swarga Loka or Chandra Loka, who is attained only by karmis, he gets Brahma Loka or Surya Loka. So the Surya and Chandra are again connected with karma palam and upasana palam also. This is one information the Upanishad gives. And the Upanishad gives lot of sastric information also. After death, when the jiva has to travel, it doesn't have the physical body. After death, it is dropped, it is all cremated. And therefore, the jiva doesn't have a sthula shariram. Only sukshma shariram and karna shariram with all the punyams acquired, that alone is there. And when there is no physical body, free will cannot function. Free will can function only when there is a physical body. And therefore, jiva cannot decide the direction of travel. And naturally, the question comes, who are the guides to take the jiva to Swarga Loka and Brahma Loka after death? And Vedas talk about several guiding devatas, different celestial guides. And for Chandra Loka, one of the guides is called Dakshinayana Devata. Therefore, the Upanishad connects Dakshinayanam, Karma with Chandra Loka. And Surya and Chandra are again connected. Similarly, the Upasaka, the one who does Upasana, he is guided by the Uttarayana Devata to Surya Loka or Brahma Loka. So Uttarayanam, Swarga Loka and Upasana, they are connected. Dakshinayanam, Chandra Loka and Karma are connected. And this Surya and Chandra are Rayi and Prana. If you remember the first pair, Rayi and Prana. So many ideas are tied up now. So very different, difficult to remember. Now if you look at this mantra, I don't know whether I can finish this mantra because it is going to talk. I may take some more time. If I can take maybe 5 more minutes, I can try to finish this sloka. Or should I stop here? Because instead of rushing. So at least let us remember this much, that this prana and rayi, the pair, and the Krishna Gati and Shukla Gati, these two things, let us remember that at the moment right now, and let me stop it at this point so that I can complete the rest of the shloka in the actual shloka part in the next class. So all these various ideas one has to remember, and then we will take the actual mantra in the next class. Yo vedadau swara prokto vedante cha pratishtitah tasya prakriti linasya parasamaheshwarah. Sri Krishna arpanamastu. Narayana.